All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show, and we are really honored to have head tennis coach Brian Bolin joining us. And Frank is going to go through the introduction and the legacy that Brian Bolin is leaving behind in Charlottesville.
Well, first off, we're delighted to have Brian on the show again. He's been a terrific guest over the last 8 years.
Yep, throughout.
You know, we could go on and on about his bio, but look, three NCAA titles, 2013, 2014, and 2016, seven national indoor titles, 11 ACC tournament titles, 13 ACC regular season titles. But I think the number that blows my mind every day is there was the 140 straight wins against ACC competition,
which is still a conference record
in all sports. Anyway, Brian, welcome to Who's Talking once again.
Thank you, Frank and Halbo. It's good to be here.
All right, I know you've been very busy, and I'm guessing it's been hard to get some rest, so we appreciate the time tonight, and we won't ask anything heavy tonight. I think we covered a lot of that before the season began, but Let's start with something really fun. Between Brianna, Bryce, Brendan, and Brooke, and your wife Becky, all B's right there, who's most excited about going to Orlando, Florida?
You know, interestingly, they've all welcomed it. I think the older ones are more, when I say that, Brianna and Bryce, my 16 and 15-year-old, seem to be anticipating the excitement of it a little bit more. And then I think with the young ones, there's a little more concern. But this is a big move for our family. All of them only know Charlottesville, so they're going to have to learn to adapt and adjust with mom and dad, which I think is a good thing.
Well, I went on the website for the USTA the other day, and this brand new facility that it looks like they're still building, 100 tennis courts.
Yeah,
that's incredible. Yeah. And brand new buildings and so forth, and lights and different court surfaces. And it seems unbelievable to me. You know, have you taken the full tour down there?
I have on a couple occasions. It's truly the Disney World of tennis in terms of opportunities and training. 102 courts from gray clay to red clay shipped in from Italy under the player development area, the indoor courts, the outdoor all hard courts, the stadium courts to run tournaments, the college facility, the restaurants, the hotel, and the list goes on, the gyms. The opportunity to train, to compete, to play, to develop, there is certainly no better opportunity in the world for players, particularly young Americans who have aspirations to reach the highest level of the game.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that, and I expect that you're working on this now, that you're trying to line up some of your former players to come back and help you sort of jumpstart the enthusiasm with the new facilities and really get the USTA rolling again with men's tennis. It seems like men's tennis in our country has taken a back seat to, you know, the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA or something. And, you know, it wasn't that many years ago that John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors and those guys ruled the front pages of the newspapers, and Andre Agassi as well. So,
well, I spoke to a number of those guys today, and we really all collectively believe that American tennis can be back on top of the world stage, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to take on this opportunity to have impact in American tennis. I love the sport, and here's a platform for me to really have an impact in the future of American tennis. We do have a young crop of guys that are very promising.
Oh, yeah, we lost the connection with Coach.
Hopefully, we lost Coach.
Hopefully he'll call right back, but just a terrific guy. We continue to struggle with some studio phone problems here, technical difficulties, but
the Gremlins got us again. This is the second time in the show.
What a terrific guy. What a passion for tennis. He has a passion for the University of Virginia, and what a record. As you said, just in the accomplishments are just off the chart.
Well, you know, it's unbelievable with Brian Bolin. Really only the most significant role in national tennis would lure him away from UVA. That's really...
Well, and it is an interesting question. I think we got him back on the line now. We'll have him momentarily. But yeah,
we're waiting for the cue here. All right, he's back. All right,
he's back.
Brian, where were you in that answer before the gremlins got you?
Yeah, no worries. Well, you know, it's one of those things where we have seven players on the men's side in the top 100, and you know, we really do believe that we can triple that over the course of the next 5 years, and or even less. We just have a young crop of Americans who are promising. You know, the last time we had a Grand Slam champion was in 2003 with Andy Roddick, who I spoke to for about an hour this morning, and he told me that he's tired of having that be the winning trivia question, who was the last male, you know, Grand Slam champion. He would like that to come to an end anytime soon. So there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm around what we're trying to do in terms of building the facility down in Lake Nona, putting a major investment into the future of American tennis, trying to bring in and invest in human capital, surrounding ourselves with the best and brightest coaches in the world. And it's going to be my job to bring everyone together.
And Brian, I think you will clearly do that, but why do you think American tennis has fallen on tough times?
You know, I think there's a number of reasons for that. One of them is that we're competing, obviously, with some other very, very popular sports in this country. If you go into Europe and Asia and around the world, tennis is predominantly one of the most popular sports in those countries. And we have, over time, I don't think, promoted our sport to the level that we need to from a leadership standpoint. We have an incredible product. You know, college tennis is very exciting to watch. Junior tennis is exciting to watch. But we need to make tennis more fun for young people. When they start playing tournaments at the age of 10, 11, about two-thirds of them end up not wanting to play a tournament again. So there's an issue right there. When you're losing over 60% of your kids after they play their first tournament, that's a real concern. And that's something that U.S. tennis is really trying to focus on. How can we change that? How can we make the game more fun? How can we, you know, find innovative ways to allow there to be a more progressive process in terms of the development so the kids enjoy each step along the developmental pathway of becoming a better tennis player and make that game more fun. So there's a lot of issues out there, a lot of discussions that have taken place from the junior to the college to the professional level, and hopefully I'll be able to be part of all that and looking forward to the challenges and surrounding myself with the best and brightest people and leaders and mentors in the business. And, you know, today was a day off for us, getting back from a long weekend, and I had the opportunity to speak with some of the people that I'd like to surround myself with. One was Yvonne Lendl, who I believe is one of the best, not only one of the greatest players in the history of tennis, but he's really smart and articulate. And he won seven Grand Slams himself, but he's been coaching Andy Murray, done a great job with him, and he's had a great interest in working with some of our young juniors. He has a real passion for American tennis and sees some of the same things I do.
All right. Well, I'm getting ready to.
This is frustrating.
To go crazy on this equipment here. We want to apologize to our listeners. Brian Boland is such a terrific guy. It's unbelievable to have multiple breakdowns with the phone system here. But well, there he is. He's God. What a good sport. He's calling right back.
Yeah.
All right. I think we've got Brian back. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, I think a lot of us are excited about what we could do collectively as a group to bring American tennis back to the excitement we had in the 80s. And we do feel we have a crop of players right now that have some potential. So leading them properly and surrounding themselves with the right, you know, surrounding them with the right teams and people and keeping them on a structured path of planning and discipline and accountability with their coaches, I think a lot of great things are ahead of us. And hopefully, you know, the U.S. Open is still one of the best sporting events in the world, but we want the rest of our tournaments in this country and tennis in general to be more popular and more people holding rackets playing a game, and that's something I think community tennis, player development, and everyone in U.S. tennis is working hard to bring it back to where it was in the 80s.
Well, you know what? I've said this from the beginning, and I've said it online in a number of forums. If you can't do it, I don't think anybody can. So, you know, high five. Let's get a quick comment about this year's team. Other than a stubbing your toe down at Wake Forest, so far the season has gone very well. You guys won the National Indoors, and you're gearing up for the ACC tournament later this year and the NCAAs. How is your team shaping up, and is everybody healthy now?
We're not. We haven't been healthy probably for the most of the year, so that's the exciting part. seems like a downer, but on one hand, it's allowed everyone to have to play up a spot or two, a number of matches, and we've had some situations that we could not control in terms of health. Now, this last week, we had a real tough time going into Wake Forest where we had three guys play that were ill. We had one guy that spent most of the night in the hospital with a virus. And then, of course, we had Carl with his broken foot. So we were kind of walking out there in a tough situation with really, really tough conditions. All credit to Wake Forest. They have a great team. But we're really looking forward to getting healthy. Our trainers and medical staff did a great job to get us ready to play against Clemson, so we'll at least be able to field the team. And we played really well across the board. That was one of our most complete matches of the year. This Friday, Carl Sutherland's back in the lineup for the first time in over 45 days.
Wow.
So that's going to be exciting for us. He's certainly one of our best players. He hasn't played since February 20th. He had a fracture in his foot, so he's healthy and ready to go again. Credit to our medical staff for getting him ready to go. And then hopefully the guys that we had a virus run through our team late last week where we had, you know, at least three guys that didn't hit a ball all week, all the way up till Wake, and all three of those were top four players. So it's been a rough road in terms of, but we're 18-1. We've been through a lot of adversity, and the guys are in great spirits, and we're excited for, you know, what's to come. Because at the end of the day, it's all how you finish. And leading up to that, and I think that journey of adversity and going through the ups and downs is ultimately what allows you to keep it all in perspective and play your best tennis in the end.
Well, we certainly hope so. We want to give you our best wishes, and we want to congratulate you on this amazing achievement of not only this season and previous seasons, but obviously, the new role that you will have following the season. And we hope to be able to stay in touch with you and maybe get you on the air next year and talk. You can talk about the USTA.
Well, it'd be an honor. I'm excited about the new role. It's great for my family. It's a challenge of a lifetime to become head of American men's tennis, and I'm going to put everything I have into it to make sure that we can put tennis back on the map in this country. And then finally, I want to make sure I focus on the job at hand here. I love the University of Virginia. I want to say, please, everyone out there, please continue to support the University of Virginia Athletic Department and men's tennis. It is an unbelievable program, wonderful people, incredible coaches, and the sky is the limit, and the future is brighter than ever. So I just cannot encourage our tennis fans, please continue to support these young people. They deserve it. We got a great thing going. And just because I'm taking a different role doesn't mean the program needs to miss a beat. And we need to all push forward and believe in that. And we need that support. So I'm saying, please continue to support this program and support this athletic department.
Coach, well said. We will do. And just for the heck of it, let's win a fourth national title before you leave.
You got it. That's the goal.
Thank you, Brian. All right, we're going to head to break right now. Come back on the other side with lots of Olympic sports, lacrosse news, tennis news, baseball news. Stay with us. It's Who's Talking, and we're having a lot of fun tonight.